From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Alberto Gonzalez's tenure as U.S. Attorney General will come to an end next month. The longtime friend of the president who worked for Mr. Bush in Texas and in the White House before becoming the nation's first Hispanic Attorney General announced his resignation today. That followed many months of accusations that Gonzalez removed 9 federal prosecutors from their jobs for political reasons. Both he and the president have denied that charge, but his conflicting explanations to Congress of his actions on that and on a warrantless wiretap program set up by the White House led to calls from Democrats and some Republicans that he step down. Well, today he did, and the president accepted, although the White House insists it was Gonzalez's decision alone. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
All year, Alberto Gonzalez has been under fire, criticized by Democrats, but also by leading Republicans. His truthfulness has been questioned, as well as his competence. His appearances before Congress did nothing to restore confidence in him, but through it all, he had the backing of the one person who mattered most, the president. Mr. Bush repeatedly defended his embattled attorney general by firing back at the critics, as in this moment in May.
It is this kind of political theater that has caused the American people to lose confidence in how Washington operates. I stand by Al Gonzalez.
But now the 52-year-old Gonzalez has decided to leave. White House spokesman Scott Stanzel says the attorney general first shared his decision with the president on Friday after discussing it for the past month with his wife, Rebecca. Stanzel says President Bush reluctantly accepted Gonzalez's decision yesterday at a face-to-face meeting at Mr. Bush's Texas ranch. The spokesman says the president did not try to change his friend's mind. In a very brief, less than 2-minute-long statement today at the Justice Department, Gonzalez provided no explanation for his decision. He expressed gratitude for the opportunity to serve the country. He made only an indirect reference to the controversy that has swirled around him, invoking the memory of his father, a Mexican immigrant and construction worker.
I often remind our fellow citizens that we live in the greatest country in the world and that I have lived the American dream. Even my worst days as Attorney General have been better than my father's best days.
Not long thereafter, President Bush paused in the tarmac next to Air Force One before flying to a political fundraiser in New Mexico, reading a statement with flashes of anger as he blamed Washington politics for his longtime friend's departure.
It's sad that we live in a time when a talented and honorable person like Alberto Gonzalez is impeding from doing important work because his good name was dragged through the mud for political reasons.
But the attorney general's critics counter that his troubles were of his own making, that he put his loyalty to the president above his duties as attorney general. Senate leader Harry Reid called Gonzalez a man who could never say no to Karl Rove, the president's top political adviser, who announced his own resignation 2 weeks ago. Here's Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
It's been a long and difficult struggle, but at last the attorney general has done the right thing and stepped down. For the previous 6 months, the Justice Department has been virtually non-functional and desperately needs new leadership.
The White House denies Gonzalez was encouraged to leave. Still, his exit fits a pattern evident in recent weeks, as Chief of Staff Josh Bolton has been clearing the decks for combat with Congress this fall on a number of fronts. Many of the battles will involve the Department of Justice, and few could see Gonzalez as the best man to lead that fight. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.